Philips sample PXD search engage. Today's date is 02/05/2025. Dictation is for Mr. Richard Barger. Barger spells B-A-R-G-E-R. Richard spells R-A-C-H-A-R-D. Date of birth is 12/03/1958. This is a 66-year-old gentleman here for a routine follow-up period. Next paragraph. Mr. Barber has a history of hypertension, hypercholesterolemia. Easier follow-up for these conditions and medication refill these days since his last visit. He has had no need to seek medical, psychological, surgical, or emergency care. And today it says he has no complaints, period. Next paragraph. Next paragraph. Review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative. The next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history, medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit, no changes, period. Next paragraph, physical exam is alert oriented, in no acute distress, vital signs are as follows, O2 sat is 98% of room air, blood pressure is 159/92, pulse 72, respiration 18, temperature 98.3, period. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck. No tendon nodes. Next paragraph, thyroid. Thyroid appears enlarged with non-tendon nodules palpable on the left, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory, expiratory effort, no adventitious sound, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion. The soft systolic murmur heard on the right. Right sternal border. Next paragraph, please go back to neck. Bruise is present. Next paragraph. Next paragraph. Abdomen distended. Non-tendon palpation, no visible peristalsis. There is some fullness in the suprapubic region. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort, range of motion. He has mild edema. Next paragraph. Neuro. He's alert oriented. Time 3. Cranial nerves 2/10 is normal. Motor and sensory functions are normal. Mood and affect are normal. Period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is hypertension. Number 2, cervical bruit. Number 4, hypercholesterolemia. Number 5, thyroid nodules. Number 6, benign prostate hypertrophy. Number 7, peripheral edema. About 1 plus. Next paragraph. Today we did ultrasound to assess patient's bruit, to assess the thyroid nodule, fullness in his abdomen, and the peripheral edema. Results indicate a tiny nodule subcentimeter in his left thyroid lobe. Next line, a renal cyst on his right kidney. Next line, enlarged prostate without calcification or mass. Next line. This is mild. Calcific deposit in his cervical vessels with some narrowing, but narrowing is not significant, period. Next paragraph. Patient's medications were refilled as follows. Lisinopril, hydrochlorothiazide, 20/12.5 milligrams, 1 PO daily, times 90 days, number 90. Next medication, gemfibrozole, 600 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. Next paragraph, health maintenance. Patient was referred to a gastro specialist for screening colonoscopy. Labs were drawn. Today, labs include CBC, CMP, lipid profile, A1C. Testosterone, PSA. TSH, T3, T4, and vitamin D. Patient was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of dictation.